Mayor Pete Buttigieg was supposed to be on the campaign trail in South Carolina on Friday. Instead, he was back home in South Bend, Indiana, facing protesters who were angry over his response to the June 16th killing of Eric Logan.
Did you just ask me if Black Lives Matter?
Yes,
we want to hear you say.
Of course, Black Lives Matter.
Now fire your car!
Logan, who is Black, was shot and killed by a white police officer after being found breaking into parked cars, according to officials. He did not have a gun, but police say he had a knife. The officer who shot Logan, South Bend Sergeant Ryan O'Neill, did not switch on his body camera, and now members of the community are demanding answers about what prompted Logan's death. Oliver Davis is a South Bend Common Councilman serving the 6th District, and he's watched as tensions between the African-American community, the largely white police force, and the mayor's office have escalated over the years. Councilman Davis, thanks for joining us.
Thank you again for having me.
Before we get into the details of how the mayor is handling the situation, can you give us a sense of what the latest is on the investigation into Eric Logan's death?
Currently, everything's at the prosecutor's office, and that's being handled there. That's our understanding. Where we are as a city council is at our council meeting. We will be sending individual letters to our local prosecutor asking for a special investigation into the Eric Logan matter. Because of many of the uprisings that is going on in town, there's a lack of trust.
And talking a little bit more about that lack of trust, and more is emerging now from reporters who are familiar with the region about the relationships between the police and the Black community in South Bend. Can you give us a sense, is this a new phenomenon, or have these tensions always existed?
This is my 12th year on the council. And a lot of the tensions that started with this particular situation started back in 2012, right in the middle of a Trayvon Martin rally that was being held here in South Bend. I received a phone call on that Thursday back in 2012 that our police chief, who was an African-American male, who was highly respected, not only in African-American communities here in South Bend, but throughout our whole entire community, had just been fired. And so I made a phone call over to the mayor to confirm that. And he told me, well, I guess the cat's out the bag. And we had over 200 people that showed up in protest of that. And we started to ask for an investigation to this matter. In fact, we said that the South Bend Common Council is going to subpoena the police tapes. We had some officers talk about some racial actions that were going on in the police department on tapes. And they then said that we could not hear them. And so it's been a legal battle for the last 7 years. Mayor Pete Buttigieg sued the council, and we have been held up in court for the last 7 years. As a legislative branch, we believe that we can subpoena according to state rules. And Mayor Pete talks about some of that in his book, The Shortest Way Home. We believe that that really started to build the distrust between him and those of us in the community because of how he handled it. He has a right to choose who he wants to in terms of his officers. But the way he went about debasing, degrading Chief Boykins had a sour taste in many of our mouths.
Mayor Pete held a town hall in South Bend on Sunday. I'd like to play a clip from that town hall and hear your reaction to that.
The effort to recruit more minority officers to the police department and the effort to introduce body cameras have not succeeded. And I accept responsibility for that.
Councilman Davis, can you talk a little bit about Mayor Pete's response there, or his comments there? And more broadly, was he able to address the concerns of the Black community in South Bend?
No, he was not. Because of we all did a resolution asking for more diversity within the South Bend Police Department back in December of 2004. And that has not happened. In fact, it's continually to decrease. And in a city with the diversity that is found in South Bend, to have basically about less than 5% of the police force African-American is a disgrace. We have close to 30% of this town that's African-American. And to say that, well, we can't find anybody, or people are not signing up, or they drop in the middle of an interview and they don't complete their interview, is something that we must not accept.
There were protests on Friday in South Bend, and a couple of tense moments emerged in those protests between Mayor Pete and Black community members. He was asked specifically if Black Lives Matter. He answered, of course, Black Lives Matter. What was the response to that answer? Was that satisfactory?
There's a lot of words that are being said, but actions speak louder than words. There's a saying that if you don't practice what you preach, is only a speech and it won't reach. And that's the challenge that we have. Is his speech reaching various communities? Not only were African-Americans in that crowd, there were many of our white community that was in that crowd screaming also.
There are people who would say that the criticism of Mayor Pete right now is not fair, that he left the campaign trail, has made an effort to respond to the needs of the community, has held a town hall, has embraced, if you will, the language of Black Lives Matter. What's your response to that? Is this a temporary moment for Mayor Pete, and will he be able to recover?
Well, the challenge of running for president as a mayor is not the easiest challenge. You can see that in Mayor de Blasio in New York. And the challenges he's had in gaining traction. And so mayors have a unique challenge that the United States senators or Congress officers do not have to deal with. And even in this whole crisis, nobody's calling on Senator Young or our Senator Brom to deal with this. These are issues that local politicians, local city council, local mayors have to deal with. And this is where the rubber meets the road down here at the local politics. Tip O'Neill said it, all politics is local. And many of the actions that we as local officials have to make, the national officials do, and federal officials don't have to deal with that. Many of them can raise their own families in Washington, D.C., in Virginia, Maryland area, even though they're senators. We have to live within our districts. We go to our barbershops, our churches, our beauty shops, our communities, where as soon as we make a decision, we hear the effects of that on our way home.
Oliver Davis is the South Bend Common Councilman serving the city's 6th District. Councilman Davis, thanks for being with The Takeaway.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.